Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Police officials in Keene have taken to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram to identify the major players in last weekend's riots. So far, more than 80 people have been arrested. Law enforcement has called on the public to help track down additional perpetrators. While the Keene Police Department's use of social media may seem novel, it is hardly alone. A recent social media survey from the International Association of Chiefs of Police reveals that 96% of police departments across the country use social media in some capacity. 80% of agencies report it has helped them solve crimes, and 73% say it's improved police-community relations. Here to talk more about how police departments are using social media to fight crime and bolster their image is Kurt Wagner. He's associate editor of social media for the site Recode. And Kurt, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So police in Keene are using social media to track down those who participated in last weekend's riots here. Has this tactic been successful elsewhere?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure that there's a lot of small examples of officers and police departments turning to social to be able to either identify suspects or to call out to the communities where crimes may have occurred and ask for more information. There was one instance in Oakland a few years ago. There was a shooting at a college, a Korean Christian college in Oakland. And I spoke with the Oakland Police Department a few months ago about that. And what I learned was that this was the first time that the Oakland Police Department really felt like social media jumped out to them as being a useful tool. They were able to knock down some rumors that were being spread on Twitter. They were able to alert people to stay away from the school and hopefully prevent other people from being injured or affected by what was going on. And so I think that those are the instances that really jump out as being the most beneficial for social.
Are there particular social media platforms that are more effective for crime fighting than others?
I think if the police have a suspect or list of names of people that they're trying to identify, I think Facebook can be really beneficial. People share so much personal information on Facebook, where they live, where they go to school, where they work. So I think if there are names that the police are trying to vet, I think Facebook can be helpful. I also think that Twitter is really important because there is so much shared in terms of hashtags and location. You know, if there's a lot of people around a certain event, or if there's maybe a shooting at an airport or something where people can really use a hashtag to keep all conversation into one thread, I think that that's really a strong benefit of what Twitter can offer.
I also noticed that the hashtag Keene Pumpkin Fest, for example, or Keene State, was used by several people who were actually the perpetrators. How sophisticated are these people? I mean, posting pictures of themselves tearing down a sign, maybe, with a hashtag for Pumpkin Fest.
I think people incriminate themselves quite a bit more than they'd ever like to admit. I mean, how many times have we heard stories of people who, you know, post photos on their Facebook that then come back to haunt them, or maybe share a status that ultimately leads police to know that they were in a certain area, or even in this case, you know, committed a certain crime. So, social media actually, you know, people hurt themselves quite a bit by using it.
Well, so maybe the perps aren't so sophisticated, but how about within these individual police departments? I'm thinking that, you know, after the weekend riots in Keene, for example, people could just take down those videos. Are police departments employing people who are sophisticated enough to have captured those videos in some place, be able to find them? What's the level of expertise?
I think that police departments are still getting a feel for how best to utilize social media. I don't think that this is a setup where, you know, they really have firm rules and guidelines in place for the best way to use it. I think they're learning a lot. I'm sure that some departments are better than others, but for the most part, police officers from those I've spoken to really were shy about using social media even just a few years ago. They viewed it as a way to get themselves in trouble by accidentally either sharing information they weren't supposed to share, or by, you know, posting things from their own public or private life. So I think that it's a work in progress. I don't think that, you know, if you posted a status and then removed it 12 hours later, I'm not sure that the police department would necessarily have the people in place to be monitoring that all the time. But I think they rely a lot on the public to help them with this, because those of us who do use social media, we're on our phones all the time, we're on Facebook or Twitter all the time. So if we as good citizens can provide assistance, I think they rely on that quite a bit.
All right. You mentioned the possibility of police departments getting in hot water. We've heard of individual cops maybe getting into trouble. Police officer in Elgin, Illinois, fired last month for incendiary Facebook posts about the Ferguson, Missouri shooting victim, Michael Brown. So how are police departments handling personal accounts of officers?
First of all, a lot of these police departments put their officers through some kind of social media training, simply saying that you will be held responsible if you're posting on your personal account. And I don't think that's unique to police and fire departments, right? I mean, if you go to your personal account and you said something that was insensitive or racist or completely inappropriate, I would imagine that your own boss would probably call you in the next time you come into the office. So I don't think that it's really rare for officers to be held accountable for what they put on their personal profiles. I do think that they're, as public officials essentially, or as public representatives, they might be held to a higher standard. So I think that these departments are really trying to warn their officers to be smart about what they post on social and understand that they're here to be representatives and good examples for the rest of us.
How about the role of the community in police department social media strategy? Oftentimes they're called upon to share information. Has the public been responsive for the most part?
From what I've heard, absolutely, almost too responsive. I think if you look at, for example, the Boston Marathon bombings that happened a few years ago, one of the big issues with social was that there was so much misinformation, spread over Twitter and Facebook. So there are so many people trying to help, so many people trying to ask what's going on and share photos and pictures that it can sometimes be overwhelming. I think that that's what officers have really experienced with when they ask for a call to action from the community. I think that one social network we haven't touched on yet, it's called Nextdoor. Mm-hmm. It's a social network specifically for neighborhoods. So when you sign up, you're not necessarily going to be friends with your old college buddies or even family across the country. You're going to be in the community with people in your geographic area. And what that does is it really narrows down who's participating in the conversation. So if I'm a police officer and there's been a series of break-ins in a neighborhood that I'm responsible for, I can go to Nextdoor, throw out questions. Hey, let me know if you see interesting suspects or if you've noticed a car sitting on the corner for a long time. And it keeps people from outside the neighborhood from chiming in, and it really kind of narrows down who can participate in that conversation.
So the goal of many of these police departments, yes, of course, catching criminals using social media, but also this idea of improving community relations, maybe adding some transparency, maybe mm-hmm. providing behind-the-scenes photographs of what they do at the police department. Is it working, Kurt Wagner, do you think, in most of these markets?
I think it's an individual question, right? Because each person has different opinions of and relationships with police. For some people, the only time they ever see the cops is if they're being pulled over or, God forbid, they're knocking on their door about some kind of crime that's happened in their neighborhood. So it's not always that the police are viewed in this really positive light, right? They're oftentimes associated with negative things happening. So as you mentioned, a lot of them are trying to turn to these social platforms and, share behind-the-scenes photos. Hey, here's our police academy. Here's some of us training. Here we are at the summer potluck at the community park. And just trying to kind of put a face and a personality to what the police do. If you're talking to me, when I look through these types of videos and I see the kinds of personalities that they're trying to convey, I think that it helps. It personifies the officer. It's no longer just someone in a car with the lights on. But I think that that's an individual thing. I think a lot of people have different experiences with the cops over their lifetime, and so it'll impact people differently.
Kurt Wagner, thank you so much for giving us a glimpse to how police departments across the U.S. are using social media. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Kurt Jared Wagner is associate editor of social media for the site Recode. You'll find a link to more of his work on our website, wordofmouthradio.org. And up next, we're going to move offline for a look at a well-orchestrated scam that directly targets seniors using actors, census information, and landlines. That story when Word of Mouth continues after a short break.